discussing the mitzvah through. The Mishnah tells us, and have samach aleph with base, lo yivatel adam ipiri avirivya, elim kain yesh lo bonim. How many? Beis Hillel says, a zocha and a kevel. That's what we pass for, like a Beis Hillel against Beis Shammai. That's clear. Fine. The impression conveyed by the Lush of the Mishnah, right? Lo yivatel adam ipiri avirivya, unless he had a boy and a girl, implies that it's possible to fulfill piri avirivya after he had a boy and a girl. A boy and a girl is the minimum, but you know, the more the merrier. It's the fulfillment of the mitzvah. Now, of course, the question becomes, what is the nature of the mitzvah of piri avirivya? So it's found both in the Rambam and in the Shulchan Aruch. I'll read you first from the Rambam. I guess I mentioned have this on the Rambam comments, but you don't have it in front of you. So we'll put the Rambam on. Okay, I'll try to start the Rambam. Rama has discusses it in Hilchos Ishus. Spells it out clearly. All right, let's go. Gentlemen, we'll begin by one of the Rambam over here. Isha shehirshes is balachar nisuin shimonem onasa. I raise a mutter. Remember, Amurim, Shailo, Bonin, Shikfo, Kiem, Mr. Spirit of Rivia. Abel, Lo, Kiem, Chayav, Livo, Bechol, Ona, Shiilo, Bonin, Meshi, Mitzis, Asay, Shal, Torah, Shanema, Puruvu. What can be more clear? Okay. Beferish and Rambam, Puruvu. It seems to me, from this Rambam, that the mitzvah is Livo, Bechol, Ona. Want to be able to have a child, you have to be bold b'cholon. That's the mitzvah. Now it's interesting. This mitzvah is what I'll call the ma'aseh mitzvah, which a person gets schar, like for all mitzvahs. And if in fact you have a zochor in a keva, kain bani yulo zochor in a keva. So if you have a zochor in a keva, so you no longer have this obligation. That's it. But Matthias, what will happen in the following case? Sad case. He has a child, the child died, children die. Bnei Bonim Kibonim. Wait a minute, he didn't bring those Bnei Bonim into this world. How does he get mitzvah credit for that? Dividends, what is this? The answer is, we're not discussing mitzvah credit over here. There's two different things. The Maisa mitzvah is to have Bol B'Cholom. If you have a descendant, a boy and a girl, or their descendants, then you no longer have the obligation. It follows, there's a disconnect between what you do and what you're discharging the obligation. A person, you know, is a very, very firm Jew, he has many kids, but they all happen to be boys, all girls. He's a tzaddik as olam. He did the ma'aseh mitzvah as best he could, because this is one of those mitzvahs that's not in your hands, to reach that level of a boy and a girl, at which point you no longer have the obligation. But that's not your obligation. Your obligation is livo b'cholon. It's very important to understand that. I think this is correct, as opposed to the famous opinion of the Minchas Chinuch. Mitzvah Aleph. Can't go earlier than that. The Minchas Chinuch, and these are the letters of the old Minchas Chinuch, so it's hard to find things. The Minchas Chinuch's major thesis is that the act of Bia is purely what we call, in his language, a Hechsher Mitzvah. Habonim hemikir a mitzvah. Hahechshe mitzvah. Should I make it bigger? I can't. You able to see it? You sure? It's a new screen. So. Again, hahechshe mitzvah yabila. he uses to explain many halachas. If the din is that you have to have what's bothering him, I just summarize, you can look at it on the screen, a lot of things. It says in the Masechta Yevamos, a person was a non-Jew and had two children, and he's misgayer, so he's potter. Frekta Minchas, the Turi Evans kasha already. How can it be? He was potter b'shas maisa. He was potter b'shas maisa. How can it be? Another kasha. It says in Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam, a person has a mamzer. He's potter from Puruvu. Rabbanu Shalom is a mitzvah of Avera. So what is the answer? No. That's just a heksha mitzvah. There's a comparable case. A person, for argument's sake, is guilty of carrying matzah in the street. Which was Ram Daraisa. Right? That's it. And then he eats the matzah. No. Abi the below asilo haya osa v'ochal matzah. Right? That's all finished. The bottom is Iker Mitzvah. Hechshe Mitzvah to be. This is his thesis to explain why it's not Mitzvah Baba Veira, to explain Ibi Yotza Biki Yuso. This is his thesis. That's what he thinks. Oh. And he says, you fulfill. Bigger for you. Oh, it's close. So this, the default here is a little bigger. Whoa, I don't know. I change everything. But, as we explained, so that the so the mitzvah is fulfilled at the Minchas Chinuch every minute. Every minute you have it. It's not like matzah. Matzah, quote to Turi Evans Kash. Turi Evans Nagon Shekasari. Kfor Vachom Matzah Yotzah. Can't be Kfor Shei, because it's Potter. Lo Yotzah Chiz Matzah Shota, or Potter by Mitzis. Hipsh Turi Evans. Hech Lavo Kana, my Lebon Biggie Yusa, this guy got his Mitzis. Yusa Potter, Mitzuvi, Ben Nachin, Mitzuvim. Turi Evans Kasha. Chodav says, no kosher meaning. Bishlam a matzah, the lulav, the yotzah, mitzah, she ochel matzah, not the lulav, shapi, not the ochel, b'shas, she potter, and the potter, it's manachiv. Hoh, the mitzvah, he, b'chol rega, the mitzvah, she yil of bonim, ken be geruso, be'es, she yichal of achiv, b'kaim es peruvu, the reish lo bonim, and it's shrichem, that's what makas, ki mitzvah, the mitzchila. That's what ki mitzvah, mitzchila, lo man, by yil of bonim, of mesu, yika mitzvah, she yil of bonim, yisiyaksu achra, b'kaim ok es, It keeps going again. He repeats over and over again the Milchas Chinuch that the B is only the Hechshe Mitzvah. So he has a cash against enough in the Taisus. I don't understand Taisus Baba Basra. He has a cash. Lazy essay, the Pruavu, will it also say, Lo Yekodesh? What the answer? Lavi Bidna. Why? The Losa say he Bishas Hara. For Essay, Bigmar Bia. Wait a minute. What I'm saying, the Gemara B is also no Kiyum HaSeh. Gemara B is only a Hechshe Mitzvah. Yeah. So you should say the whole thing is against the Ofen HaTosfos. In my humble opinion, the Ofen HaTosfos is correct and the Minchas Chinuch is not correct. Because why? We saw the Rambam. The Mitzvah is the Maisa Bia. Obviously a Maisa Bia of Gemara Bia, which is Roy, to produce a child. Can they really? It's interesting that Minchas Chinuch much later, it's hard to find things over here. Quoted by Shmuel, and I ask you to see. Shmuel discusses that someone, a case of Nizra Bambati, which was purely theoretical till recent times when you have artificial insemination, which is Mamish Nizra Bambati, the equivalent thereof. So the Beis Shmuel says that a situation in Perek in Simon, let's go to the Shulchan Aruch, I can't find it, I'm sure it's in here somewhere, but Let's go back to Shulchan Aruch, okay, can we? Shulchan Aruch is where? Okay. Watch this. Isha shenazaba ba'bati yema'av ki yipuravu yindikim b'no lechol davar. He's a rifle, go smack, Isha, but this, oh, Hilchos Nida, look at this. Our Simon, Kuf Sadigay, Chazara tomorrow. Look at this. Starting the Chazara early. Isha Muzeres, we never discussed it really. Shah Al Tishka Val San, Shoka Valayan Ish, Acher Pentis Abba, Mishir Vazer, Shal Acher, Xer Shem Yisach Hosam Yavim, Nishma Benel Chodova. Oh, so my man, it's a fulfillment of the Puru Ravu. He says, what, how can that be? How can that be? It's, so the Milchus Chesu, see, I'm right, as long as you have a child. Laniyaz Daiti, what it means is that yes, you Mitzias have a child through this act, but you don't get mitzvah points for it. Maybe not Avera points. You don't get mitzvah points for it. But Mitzias have a child, so you don't have to be Bolachol Onad anymore. I'm drawing a wedge between your mitzvah points is one thing, and the trigger to just patter you from fulfilling the mitzvah in the future is another thing. Two different things. Fine. So Masechta Yevamos, I asked you to see a Tosfos. If he converts, Rabbi Yochanan Makim Piriv Rivia, right? I Gersh this guy can't know the dummy. No, Hocham came into Menachu Yusuf Kiyim. Why? Why? At that moment in time, Zam Yuchas Achrof. The Gemara has in there's a relationship. We're not learning Kiddushness here, but the other boys learn Kiddushin. That's what the Gemara has. That's a relationship. The father relationship exists by Goyim. Yeah. Miftan Amishin, this guy. Because you had a relationship, and now you have a child. Done. Interestingly, must these children convert? What would you say, Besantosis? Yes or no? I would say no. I think you're right. That's what the Beis Shmuel says, no. Take a look here, Beis Shmuel, just see it inside. Okay, quotes Tosfos. Mashim Tosfos, I feel on this guy, but I'm Kimi Ruru. Yeah. The Mahalos, the Rambam, you have to. Okay, it's a Mahalos, the Tosis and the Rambam. Says the Minchas Chinuch, what will happen in the following case? I'm not going to be able to find it. It's so hard to find things here with the different letterings. Maybe you can help me find it. The Minchas Chinuch discusses a case in which a person was non-Jewish, and he. This is too common. I want to cry with it, but it's common. He lives with a Jewish woman, produces a child. Then he converts. What do you say? I find these things here. He's talking about around these things right here. Right? Oh, but I don't know if I can find them. What would you say, Rabbi Simi Svara? Nochi bin iskaya barvimo. Right? Hechshe mitzvah, ikan mitzvah, nas beis chiyuv kipur. Fine. Fine. Im nocho elabonim big yusa mishifcha kaninis. No. Somewhere he talks about nochi had a child from a Jewish woman. No, what would you think he should say? No good! Because at the moment that he had the child, he had no relationship with the child whatsoever. Because a guy cannot have a connection to a Jewish child. And so too, a guy has a child from a shifcha and his gayer, Again, no, because ain't Zara Miyuchas Achrav. It's in here somewhere. Okay, no connection. No connection. So too, a Yisrael, the other way around, had a child from a Goya, too common, unfortunately. No connection. Geirus wouldn't help afterwards. This is the opinion of the Minchas Chinuch, and I think that sounds correct to me. It's a problem, gentlemen. IVF. Ever know what IVF is? I have to tell you what the words mean. So, if the woman herself has good eggs and just can't procreate normally, okay, that's permissible for sure. What if she has no eggs? What they call it today, a donor egg. So the donor egg is, let's say, not Jewish donor egg. So the pashtus, not a non-Jewish donor egg, assuming that the child follows a non-Jewish donor, child's not Jewish, and the father's not fulfilling pruravu. That being the case, not only is there no pruravu, the chora, is the eats that we spoke about at the beginning of shich v'zer levatala, because he knows it's going to go to produce a non-Jewish child, no mitzvah pruravu. That's the pashtus. But we're not through yet. Another tosis in the same daf. Last tosis. Okay, sorry. Hakal modem be'evashem no chayis. In the shtachal okim peer of review. Okay, fine. V'im toma, it says chetzu evin chetzu ben choru in lisa shifcha in a yochol. Famous Mishnah Gittin. Mashma, dem hoi yochol lisa shifcha, havasagal ebe hochi. Vamai! V'lo mifkir a peer of review. V'lo mifkir a hochi. Here's Shloma. Dem hoi yochol lisa shifcha, lo have kafina the rabble the shachra. Why? Came with the Sheves Mia Hoyoyochol the Kayim. I forgot the period of Rivia. Lo Makayim Bachi. The Afagad the Lel Masha the period of Rivia Tolly Besheves. To come a Rava. My time of the Rav Nosson. Aliba the Beis Hillel. That you can be Yosef prove with one kid. Lo Tol Barol the Sheves Yitzara. Whoever the Sheves. You come a call. Lo have kafina the rabble. Came with the Yochol the Kayim called the who. You can fulfill Sheves, then it will not force you to force the master to free him. Here we go. What does Nelson say? What does Nelson say called the Beis Hillel? Hold on. Am I missing it somewhere?
My time is nothing to do yourself.
I found that, but hold on. One sec, slow. Okay, still on old Zohar on the cable. Found it. Either one. How can I be? Oh, you see the connection between Sheves and Pruravu, some kind of a connection. Okay, where did Tosis get it from? I told you the Mishnah Masechta Gittin. Let's take a look and see in the original source. And Basila says, Basham says, no. Lisa Shifra Yevsha. Shekvoketsya Ben Chorin. Baskoni Efshar Shabbat Chetzi Evan. You bottle. Don't say Puravu. So you force them to make a Mechor, etc. Chazam is allowed to make a Mesham. Famous Mishnah Mesech Tekin. Okay, that's the Mishnah. Okay. Okay. So that's the Mishnah. The Mishnah is clear. Says Tosfos. Im Toma. I feel the Yochel is a Shivcha in a Mekayim Pechak Purim Yerivya. Right? Same talk as we have in Yevamos. Yishlama. The Yochel Lekayim Shem is called to him. Shemitza Purim Yerivya. Lekhudei Allah Mekayim Yerivya. Lekhudei Allah Mekayim Yerivya. Lekhudei Allah Mekayim Yerivya. Okay. That's what he says. That's what he says. Fine. What does that mean? Is it honest? Our case. The wife has no eggs. No eggs. He doesn't want to have a Jewish donor. Can't find a Jewish donor. I'll go into that detail. Okay? And that's the case, it seems to me. He's also an onus. He fulfills Shevis. And Shevis, in fact, is what's called a mitzvah rabbah. Watch this. Okay. Talks about Shevis. Where's the word Mitzvah? Here. Some Matosa says over here on this daf that Shevis is what's called a mitzvah rabbah. Why can't I? Oh, here it is. Mitzvah rabbi. It's a unique mitzvah based on the Gemara Megillah Chav Zayin. You sell us a Torah, right? Ishanami, right to get married. Don't say Puravu. Lo Tol Barah. The Gemara is careful with its word. The Mishnah gives my mouth. The Gemara Megillah Chav Zayin. It's a mitzvah rabbah. It seems to me, if that's the case, gentlemen, it's permissible. There's no issue about Sarah Levatolo. Because although the fulfillment of Puravu is lacking, the mitzvah Shevis exists. And Shevis itself is a mitzvah rabbah. Uh-huh. Interestingly, I'd like to show you a Shiltis. How do we get Shiltis here?
Go on him? Yeah.
The Shiltas talks about this. Person is married 10 years, can't be mevatel from Puravu. Why? It's a Mishnah. But why? Torama. No. Sorry about that. Next thing, you should tell him to put it on. Okay. Fine. So, apparently, the idea of the Shevis is based upon the Lashon of the Mishnah we find in Masechta Yevamos. What does it say? There's Nasa Eser Shanim Velo Yolda. Velo Yolda. When she had only a boy, only a girl. No! She had a boy or a girl, we're not going to force a divorce. Or force a second wife. Lo Yolda. So the Siv explains. That's where he got it from. Lo Yolda. One child is enough. And he explains that even according to those who do not subscribe to Rav Nosson's opinion that according to Beis Hillel, O Zohar, O Nekeva. No. Even those who argue fundamentally agree, and this is the Netziv's words, that Ha'ovah L'Shevis, even the Chacham who argued Rav Nosson, that's what's called a mitzvah bi'alma. But b'di'evet, one child suffices, and to force a divorce is a b'di'evet, second wife's a b'di'evet, and therefore once you have one child, no longer required to take a second wife or divorce your wife. How do you like that? Okay. So Rabosai, let's take a look. Sefti Yevamos, Samach Beis, Amud Beis. The Gemara tells us as follows. Masnisin to love Rabbi Yeshua. The Tanya Rabbi Yeshua, man, also the Mizyal Duso, Yisab Ziknuso, Bona Beyal Duso, Bona Ziknuso, Babokas Ras, Zarecha, Vela Erev Al Tanach Yadecha. This is Sviritika Gemara. This is the famous Gemara about Sviru, Rabbi Kiva's 12,000 pairs of Talmidim. If we had time, we'd discuss the Pshat, but I don't think we have time. So this is the same daf of Gemara. Yevamos Samach Beis Amud Beis. Fine. Fine. Says the Ramban. I can't find it. The Ramban's a Machamas. Ramban says, Lav takanti elekein yishuv derech eretz. And this Ramban is quoted lahalacha in the Beis Shmuel, which I can show you. Rabbanan Sheves. I mean, Lerev. Because the Ramban Shem, and Kofan also, the Chuli Almud, Lav takanahu elekein yishuv derech eretz, de machmirin olav kol kach. So that's the Mishma. Now we come to the first Mishma. Chayv livel b'cholona. Afil ha-shishas is balash yimna onasa chayv livel b'cholona ashir labonim. Because we saw the Rambam. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes in the Siman 9 Vav. U'mashma. Ach ashir labonim. Mahani reshut shala. Afil lo yachol holin. Any other men all of the Rambam chilek zed. Mahani mechila shala ach ha-kim peruvru. Mahani kodem ish-kim peruvru. Tafilu im-kim peruvru. True, it's the Rabbanon. Nonetheless, the Maggid says, you got it from Afal Pi. Because Tamir leave for 30 days, da-da-da-da. If that's the case, if Rishus works, I feel a low-key in Puravu. I love the Sigil on my Arabic about the Mrs. Puravu. So how do you know it works? Tzara, Chia, no Terrence. No teretz. He has a kash to Beis Shmuel, the very first Beis Shmuel in Ebenezer, and he has no teretz. No teretz. Now, clearly he's assuming that according to the Rambam, it's a chiyuv of the Rabbanan, not like the Rambam. Interestingly, I would beg to differ based upon another Rambam. Watch this. Afal pi shekiyuv mitzvos peruvu. Hey, but suva with the very sofrim, so you vote the milifos for livers called magic lakoch. She call a mosif nefesh achas be Israel, kilobona ola. Stop. What are you getting so dramatic, Rabbi? Just say, Erev al Tanach Yadecha. It's an absolute chiyuv. An impression of the fact that the Rabbi quoted this source, it doesn't really mean it. Doesn't really mean it. Doesn't really mean it. It's not an absolute chiyuv. Not an absolute chiyuv. Interestingly, I'm not sure if they have these forums and links.
But he does say mitzvah.
What? Oh. Don't have it. It's in every. I have it. My Rambam, I have it. I'll read it to you from my Rambam. On that Rambam, the Ramach, printed on the side, says as follows. Oh, the wrong one. It's an Ishus. I brought the wrong Rambam. Okay. My mistake. Okay. So the Ramach there says, why are you quoting this? What are you quoting for? Call the Rabbah Tanach Yadecha. So they say like this. Where's the expression come from about Olam Mole? I'll get out of here.
Correct.
What did I just do? I don't want this. It's a mission of Sanhedrin. Everyone knows what Gemara Sanhedrin? Adam, you warn Adam if you kill some. Kolomakar never shakal to me strong. Kill the killing all that. It's a Sanhedrin of Lama Zion. Sounds like it's doesn't really mean it's a real chiyuv. I found it in the beautiful footnotes of Rav Yaffin. And on the Ritva Yevamos Samach Beis, he makes that comment. That's number one. Number two, let's go back to the Shulchan Aruch here, Siman Aleph. Pisachet Shulchan. The very beginning of Evan or Ezer. The Beis Shmuel's Kasha. Even for Ravu, you have the Erev. I'm Bikri Yosef, and I go on like Chacham Chidoch, the Nichle Lechalek. Yim Ki, Yim Puruvu, Ein Ochai Deva Becholono, Mishul Le'erev Al Tanach, Sagi Le'itim Rechokos. Rakshli Aniach Legami, makes such perfect sense. Al Tanach Yedecha, don't stop completely. As long as you're trying a little bit, even though you're not Bol Becholono, so you're not in any way going against the Al Tanach Yedecha. That's the Rambam. Lo Ki Yim Puruvu, Chai Becholono. Kiyim in a chayv b'chalona, not mishem puravu l'kvar kiyim, for lo mishem ona shekvar machla in a chenam mishem le'erav tanachim b'chuyim be'es minayitim. Meiridik. This seems to be pshat and shita saram. Okay, gentlemen, everyone with me so far? So far, so good. Okay, watch this. We find over here what happened in the following situation. Chem yesh lebonim harbe umisyoresh im yisei isha. What is isha? Obviously, he did divorce the widow. Rabbeinu Gershom said you can't have two wives, right? Bas bonim yavo ketotos umribos bein abonim avein ishto. The famous step mother stepchild fights that all the novels are about. I don't know that Cinderella. I'm sorry, I'm not booking all the novels. Emes, you know, always that stepmother, yeah. So muta lisa isha shene basbon. To avoid fights in the family, this man could, in theory, have more children, but he's allowed to marry a woman who cannot produce more children. She's too old. What's the source for this? Truma sadesh. Shulman Sadesh discusses this very case. Reuven came to Reuven is Amen. Lost his wife. He wants to marry another woman. He's afraid of a fight. So he wants a woman who she can't have children. What's it did? Well, it's good to have a woman who's not going to make fights. I she can't have children passed ever tanach yedecha, right? You can still save a Torah for this. It says like this: I'll bring a raya. That's doing the right thing. The dachina le the erev mikamid the ketata b'sog beisa. Says Nivamis Mem Dalid. Karlo zikne yira dirulo. Lamed she knows no etzel geneslo. Shem hu yelled v'he's the kena. Ahu zaken v'yalda talk about a yavam yavimto. Omerlo malcha etzel zu klach etzel kamoscha val tachnis ketata el toch beisecha. The Gemara is working with an assumption that an older man and a younger woman, or vice versa, it's not going to always work out. They have different physical needs and attributes. Yeah, well, emotionally, it's not such a good idea. They tell him do chalitz instead of yibum. Okay, Alma. The dachinan b'shul k'tata miyibim lechalitza. Afal gadim min haTorah chalitza b'malkav yimeno lab mitzvah. Afilu the mitchilo sase sheish v'kores k'muchah b'bishita olea perkamati yivamas. Okay, that's what he says. Adka. So this is the raya which the Truma Sadesh brings. Now Rabosai, listen carefully, please. Apparently, he holds le'erav tanach yedecha is not an absolute chiyuv; it's a mitzvah lechatchila. You push it aside, same as Yibam is a lechatchila instead of chalitza, you push it aside. Now the Ramah is referring to someone who's Nebuch lost his wife. That's the case of the Truma Sadesh. So I have a shayla. If I have to worry about not fighting, creating a new fight between my new wife and new family and family members, Rabosai, if it's me, Kavach Holman, I'll have to make a fight with my present wife. What'd you say? That was what we saw yesterday in Pesach Tshuva. I have to show you again. Simon Hay, Sivkon Yonaf, and Chasam Sofer. They fulfill Sheves, and he's allowed to drink his Kos Ikrin without Tsar. Remember that? Did we saw yesterday? Am I correct? We had the screen yesterday, right? I showed you that in Pesach Tshuva. Right? Simon Hay, Sivkon Yonaf. And she's Nesua. She's not Mechuyav to be with Tsar herself because of Shibuda Lubala. She has Tsar God if he rose Ene Hamora. That's the lashon of the Chasam Sofer. The first case, he doesn't want to divorce her, doesn't want to give her a rishus, he can keep her, even though he can't fulfill the Erevah Tanach Yedecha. Let's see what the later post will say about this. Moshe has a tshuva about this. Chel Gimel of Eben Ezer, Simel Chavdal. Those are pills, 10 milligram. Ooh, Moshe's going into the medicine here. Oh, watch this. No problems there, Levatola, fine. In Kosha Hebrew, if they should be tzad choli, the Yafim brak mitzad chul shul be alma kshul yosim mistam noshim. Yesh the hati mitzad ze afalo kiyam adayim puravu. Imi chalusha lechakos ezes man kosha to schaz a gufa. Kosh gain. Shekir puravu, yesh the hati lechakos kamat shalosh shonim. Asha to schaz a. Vimhi shachola, af shalot istaka mizeh el tichle biyoseh. Mistava the Bekim Puravu to Halavat the Belfan Kozer after the Gamre. The Mishal Mitzvah Shemes, Eno Yishim, Mishubetis Labrador, the Schalos Mizer Yosim Midach Sam Nashim. After Shal Puravu, Eno Mishubetis the Schalos Mizer. Are you a Chuv the Garsha before 10 years? She doesn't want to get involved. Shemes Nochi of Garishin. She's not Mishubet the Bailer, Rasha Lavat the Shalot the Schalos Mi Yosir. That's what Moshe writes. If it's a special case, we can be lenient for her to take birth control, to my pills, either to wait 3 years, or if he has two children, born a girl, indefinitely, that's what he says. That's what he says. Oh, it seems to me this would be true not only in a case where the woman is weak, but in other special circumstances as well. And here it's against Sigur's Moshe. Sorry to say. Chelek Dalet. Isha shalom wrote to Lassa shalom to Sabak, they should tackle Bialda shalom, she chola. Okay? She has a child who's 3 years old, leukemia. Terrible. Hospital, back and forth, back and forth. Can she go on birth control? Here's a riot. Like you have Takona Savlad, Matra Meir, Matra Menika, Shematigma Beno, the Shamash Pemoch. We saw that just before. And Rabbanan argued, whatever. Okay. What does he say? Beforeish b'Torah, she'ein lochash hazeh, shu kamo avtocha, shelo yera, yedezeh, shum sakona, aflo shum choli. Why? Because Lei Menu had how many children in 7 years? 7 children. Arrived from Lei. Rabbi said, everyone's Lei Menu. So I don't understand how much what he's saying. Arrived from Lei Menu. Okay. Min Hashemayim Yirachmu. You don't find it elsewhere. You can't have Saber Sakana Choli Tzar. It's ridiculous. No, here it's different. Tavtocha Min Hashemayim. It's going to be good. So Rabbi Moshe is not lenient if the whole purpose is to take care of a child who's not well. And he says as follows. You have to run to the hospital all the time. You take someone with you, and you fire somebody. That's what he says. Even if there was a boy and a girl, you're going to take care of some nara. And many nashim ashiros magilus yaldein is a nara b'shul hanasim alma to go to play bridge. They are a babysitter, so to have more children, you can zichar our babysitter to Rav Moshe. So you shouldn't allow it. Ad kan Rav Moshe. I don't know. Sometimes a child needs a mother's tipul and no one else can really do the job. Seems to me it's a little bit of a chumra over here. It's interesting. Nishmas Avram, that's Dr. Abraham in Evan as a Simon Hay, quotes the Chazon Ish as follows. Achre leida mutal lishtamish b'chol emtsoy haminia. I feel the keeper, as we spoke about yesterday, that there, he was mata the cervical cap. One of my doctors told me it's a good idea. Chazish had it right. It's proper to wait a year before becoming pregnant. Again, wait till the child's first birthday with no extraordinary conditions for every single married couple. Circle to a baby, they can wait till the child turns a year old. He says 6 months to a year, okay, but that means up to a year, right? Until they can contemplate an additional pregnancy. Fret of Shleimus Alman, Gam Acha Leda Rishona. They haven't had a boy to go yet. And he has died, it's correct. Based on who? The Netziv. The Netziv, as in his parish in the Shildas that we saw. We didn't see the parish, it's not on screen. But we saw the Shildas in the. Even one child is the fulfillment of Sheves, and is a strong link between Sheves and Pru Revu. Therefore, it seems to me that even after one child, it's possible to space the children, and it seems to me that even if you can stop having children. We saw that in the Chasam Sofa, the Chorim Pesach Shuv. So the question is going to become, yes?
Isn't that idea against the
Rambam? Comment to that. We'll come to that. So the question becomes, well, how many children is a woman required to have? Manias 90? These things depend in large measure on the expectations which are explicit or implicit when they get married. You know that there are different sectors, we'll call them, just for lack of a better term, within Shomim Torah Mitzvahs. There's a Hasidic sector in which double digits of children is considered the norm. Not everyone has any children, some have fewer children, but it's a norm. You don't blink. Someone has double digits of children. I agree what I'm saying is true? Mm-hmm. 10 or more children is Maisa B'chol Yom. Okay, beautiful. So if a woman is a Hasidish woman and she marries a Hasidish man, and after she has a boy to go, she says, Adkan, I read it in Rav Moshe's Tshuva, wait, Rav Moshe's Tshuva, it doesn't apply to you. You came from a background where that's the expectation. You can't just change in midstream. Well, there may be special circumstances. Well, let's say, for example, Talmud of our yeshiva gets married, and when people come from around here, you don't often find such large numbers of children. Okay, after 2 years and two kids, let's say the mashpia gets his hands on him, he puts on a shtreimel, and he becomes a chassidish shiyid. Tells his wife, "We're having 10 kids." You're out of your mind. I never joined this program. We weren't coming from this kind of a world. You want to put on a stribal, I'm not going to stop you, but not on my back. Seems to me that there are certain understandings which are implicit or sometimes even explicit at the time of the marriage. If they both agree, of course they can change. But if they don't both agree, you go into another extreme, I don't think you're allowed to do that. Now, couples come to me before their marriage, and we discuss this a little bit. I tell them, as a general rule, if any ever disagreement between the two of you as to whether to have a child or not have a child, I can see it, you know, where they can't work it out themselves, You can save yourself a trip instead of coming to me. I'm happy to speak to you, of course. How can I save a trip? Because she always wins. She always wins. Let's say, for example, he wants another child. She says, I'm too tired. I'm weak. I have this, I have that. I already have children. I can't. So we saw before, based on the Chassam Sofer, she's not Meshubedes. On the other hand, what will happen? She wants a child. I can't afford it. Tuition crisis. Again, she wins. We'll see soon. If you worry about money, you can't have any kids. That's, forget about it. You can't afford any children. So, okay. But now our boss, we come to my major point. No, time is short. Lo yisa adam akoros kain of islands uktanash in a real elit. Elam can key and Mrs. Piri of Rivia. What's going on? Says the Magad Mishnah. Watch this. Tana, afal pishi balek lalbonin, hashda hu mechuyev. If you love bas bonimi, we will be tosefta perik av the amamas. Come here, put on the marmakal with you. It's enough in the tosefta. A man's not supposed to marry a tana, even though in due course she will become a bas bonim, but he has to have a child now. Now. It's Perek Chesdi Mamas. I'm not sure which Perek it really is. Huh? There's a Perek Aleph. I'm not sure if it's really there. Okay. It seems to me, based on this din, that it's prohibited for a couple to practice contraception upon marriage. It's a Mefurish Rambam. What do you mean? She's not a Ketana. She's 22 years old. She's a Ketana. How can she be a Ketana? She takes birth control pills. She made herself into a Ketana. Ketana is 10 years old. Can't have any children. Wait 2 years. She'll have children at age 12. Now I do that. But she's 22. She'll wait till 24. No! According to the Rami, now I do that. The Farish. Look, we saw it in Shulchan Aruch. We saw it in the Shulchan Aruch at the very beginning. The very first words in the Shulchan Aruch and Ebenezer. The very first words. The first words. Chayev kol adam lisisha, kedei lifros filirbos. Right? And it's part of that obligation, as we saw before in the Beit Shmuel. Is livo b'cholona. What would it be livo b'cholona? Right? Kedei lifros filirbos. Right? That's what it means. And she'll take birth control. So how can it be lifros filirbos? It's an impossibility. Now, it is true, I can see this. It's true. But the Rambam in Halacha Bey says as follows. Emas Hayeshchayim, this is Ben Shvasre, 17. Said, where'd 17 come from? Avada. Ben Shvasre, so the Chupa, when he's in the 18th year. That's what it means. That's how the Gemara explains. 18th year. Kevin Shavu, Esim Shana Lona Asisha. Where's the Ova Mavada Mitzvah Sasei? Where's that come from? One Kiddushin. I'm a Kiddushinist here, especially. Oh, we are Osek, Bittorah, Bittorah, Bo, Voyam, Esyarim, and Lisisha. They shall eat trap of his own house, you vatel min out Torah, with a mutal this acher. Oska mitzvah, but a mitzvah, Oska and Tama Torah. That's the Sukkah Sekhama and Kedushin, Holan, Holahu, about going on to all the problem right now. No, so you see, you're allowed to postpone having children. In my humble opinion, yes. You're allowed to postpone getting married. Because if you're not married, the fact you don't have children, you're not married. But if, in fact, you are married, you are married, it's a whole different story. You are married. You are married. So you can't just then say, I'm going to do something to avoid having children. That's a worse bitl of pruvu. We'll call it a bitl biyadayim. A bitl biyadayim. Interestingly, there were those who wished to equate limud haTorah with other needs that a person can possibly have. What needs can a person possibly have? What we're talking about. Take a look at this in the Masechta Gemara, Masechta Sota. what it talks about. Limda Torah Derech Eretz. Give the Adam bias, Vitakerem, Machakach Yisa Isha. Okay? So in certain communities, you couldn't get married until you had a Parnasa. Build a house, you have a Parnasa, then you get married. That's what it says. Is that true? Allah Lamaisa? And boss, everyone in this room was married? You don't have a Parnasa before you got married? What are you kidding? Parnasa, what's that? but it's against the Mefurish. It's against the Mefurish. I guess I went to the wrong one. Watch this. Should be makom nesuah isha davar shal b'kol. That's also bias and care. That was zochem. Mi sheyesh lo yasek aseder azel isha isha b'achron. Mi sheyesh lo, but mi sheein lo. So I don't know if I can get this on the screen. You'll tell me if I can if we have this. And that pasuk. Save the dvar. Chof, I believe. Links. Yes, Torah Tamima. What? Oh, I have to look at the notes. Ah, the notes are green.
Green things.
Yeah. Quoting myself, the green things. We have no green. That's the problem. No money. You able to read this? It's too small. Can you read it? Everyone can read it? How do I make this bigger? It's on 24, I thought. Does this thing work, Bachlan? 28? Okay. Wait, which one was it? Quotes of Marsha. Mavu midvarov. To rak me sheyesh al hotzi ala kol yinik seder azeh. Mi sheein lo rak al achas me'ela. Efshe sheyivu lo mashin ochel so yosu. Vem es kena srona senes. Dilo achi. Mi shu ani. Lo yisa yisha li olam? What? Never get married. Never have a house, never have a carom, never get married. And you see in Ksubis, Yosef Shabalisa, Yisha Yosochna, Mimos, Stoka, Bias, Mita, Petashmisha, and you make marriage. You see, that's what you give him. You don't give him a bias, you don't give him a mata carom, no parnosa. So you get married without all this stuff. Mefurish. As a matter of fact, I don't know if I can find this for you. See if they have this. Ooh, yes. Ezer Mikodesh. Ezer. Simon Ayin Rav. So that's how the Rambam was quoted. Discusses this question. He discusses this very question. Somewhere I can't find it now. He says in the middle, and it'll find on me. He says, talk about Otu Ani. It's. Oh, hold on, let's go further. One second. Oh, here we are. Oh, here it is. Watch this. Otu oni she'ela v'malafarnes yiladim yepata mitzvah to say the pru revu. What? We'll all be pata. Who has money to? I think it says in the papers. Costs $1 million to raise a child. That's without the shiva tuition. You have college tuition, okay, but okay, but who has money? Who has money? Even if it's mutter to be misachar for parnasa, that's if you're not married. But once you're married, I don't think you're allowed to do that. Now, there's one possibility. There's a possibility of children where they're not going to be well. Rav Moshe says you're not mechuyev to have children who are sick. And in my opinion, it's also to have children who are sick. It's mitzar the child. So Rav Moshe's tshuva. Before I close the window. Writes as follows. Helida Shnei Bali Mumin. Chazaka, whatever it is. He says, it can be makel, because why? Sarah Gidl Bonim Bale Mumin. Okay, so there's certain cases where you can be makel to avoid having a child in such a situation. So, sort of Shlomo Zalman, he says, look, maybe you can be potter. Why? The tsar will be more than the tsar of Chomesh Min Chosov. If I can get Rav Shlomo Zalman, because they goofed up all the simonim, different versions. I'm going to show it to you. Try for a minute. I don't know if they'll find. They have mixed up. Just for a second, I doubt I'll find it right, but we'll give it one shot. No. Whatever it is, in my humble opinion, there is no ptur of Chomesh min Chosov when it comes to child. You're lucky you keep Chomesh for yourself. We're going to end the parashat Vayigash. You kidding? More the money goes out for the children. I never heard of a ptur of Chomesh min Chosov to have a child. Is there any child that's not going to cost you more than 1/5 of your money? Cost you all your money down the road. So I still don't understand. In my humble opinion, for these reasons, it's not permitted to engage in contraception upon marriage, based on the offer of the Rambam. I have an article which I'm not going to talk about publicly. I'm leaving it for those to look at it. Someone who disagrees. This is Rav Shechter Shlita, who wrote an article. You show me Rav Shechter's article about this? Someone showed me? From the Journal of Halacha.
Yeah.
You sent that out to everybody?
Yeah. So I sent it to you also.
Yeah, I can find it. Send it to me again. So then someone takes issue, and I think the person is incorrect, and in a footnote, he brings out, it's a mafurish in the Rambam. He says something which I don't understand. Again, barring special circumstances. Now, unfortunately, recently there have been rabbis, choshev rabban even, who have told couples, just like this, you're going to go on birth control and get married. And you ask them, well, why? Why? They're afraid of early divorces. Shem Yirachem. Early divorces, when you have a kid and an early divorce, it's a disaster. I agree with them. And I think if the Rav deep down feels that maybe this couple's going to get divorced, maybe that's a good piece of advice. But every Yid in Klal Yisrael should postpone having children for a year because of the summer early divorce, that's crazy. I think it's untenable. There are all kinds of excuses. I'm afraid I have to graduate. I'm going to be in Eretz Yisrael. My husband's going to be a doctor. It doesn't make sense to me. If you're old enough to get married, you're old enough to without Kodesh Baruch Hu's blessing, to have a child. It doesn't come right away, the blessings. People have to sometimes work very hard for these blessings. Much more to talk about in this mitzvah, but I'm out of time. So tomorrow I'll do a chazor. How are we going to finish all the chazor in one day? We should start a little bit earlier. Huh? How early do you guys want to start? You tell me, it's up to you.
Anytime.
Anytime? What do you want? Anytime?
Sunrise is early.
I will send out an email. I'm going to say she at 9 o'clock when I finish. I don't know. Not really that long. Made it to Bechina. Bechina is longer than the last Bechina.